Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Mental War. You know, I've been thinking a lot lately about this idea of creating safe spaces, especially when it comes to our mental health. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around people? Like sharing your true feelings might break some invisible barrier? Trust me, you're not alone. In today's world, where everything feels so fast-paced and demanding, finding that sense of security and acceptance can be tougher than a Spartan workout. But, believe me, it's absolutely essential for recovery and growth. So buckle up, because we're diving deep into how to cultivate those safe spaces, both within ourselves and around us. Now, creating a safe space isn't about building some fortress of solitude where no one dares to enter. It's more about crafting an environment where vulnerability is welcomed, authenticity is celebrated, and honest conversations can flourish without judgment. Think of it like your mental health sanctuary, a place where you can truly be yourself, flaws and all. Here are five key takeaways that'll help you build those safe spaces. First off, self-compassion is your secret weapon. Before we can invite others into our sanctuaries, we need to create a sense of safety within ourselves. That means treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a loved one going through a tough time. Ditch the harsh self-criticism, acknowledge your struggles without shame, and celebrate even the smallest victories. Remember, you're human. Progress isn't always linear, and setbacks are part of the journey. Next, define your boundaries. This is crucial. It's about knowing what you're comfortable sharing, with whom, and in what situations. Think of it like setting up a perimeter around your emotional well-being. You have the right to say no to conversations that drain you, to protect your energy, and to choose who gets access to your most vulnerable parts. Third, surround yourself with supportive people. You know, those folks who listen without judgment, offer genuine encouragement, and celebrate your wins as their own? Those are the gems. They'll help you feel seen, heard, and understood, a crucial ingredient for building a sense of safety and belonging. Remember, quality over quantity always wins when it comes to friendships. Honest communication is key. Sharing your feelings, thoughts, and needs openly with trusted individuals can create deeper connections and foster mutual understanding. Don't be afraid to express your vulnerabilities, even if it feels scary at first. The more you practice vulnerability, the easier it becomes, and the stronger your relationships will grow. Finally, remember that building a safe space is an ongoing process. It takes time, effort, and continuous self-reflection. There will be bumps along the way, but don't get discouraged. Keep nurturing those connections, setting boundaries, and practicing self-compassion. Remember, creating a safe space for yourself is not selfish. It's essential for your well-being and growth. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're stressed out from work, deadlines are looming, and your mind feels like it's on overdrive. You reach out to a close friend, knowing they'll listen without judgment, and offer a shoulder to lean on. You share your anxieties, your fears, and that overwhelming sense of pressure. But instead of offering platitudes or unsolicited advice, your friend simply acknowledges your feelings, offers words of encouragement, and reminds you of your strengths. That's the power of a safe space. It allows for genuine connection, empathy, and support during challenging times. So, remember these key takeaways. Be kind to yourself. Set those boundaries. Cultivate supportive relationships. Communicate openly. And keep nurturing those safe spaces. You deserve them, and you're worth the effort. Ready to take action? First off, think about one person in your life who makes you feel truly seen and understood. Reach out to them today, even if it's just a quick text to let them know you appreciate their presence in your life. Secondly, reflect on your own boundaries. Are there any areas where you need to be more assertive? Start small. Say no to something that doesn't serve you. Remember, creating a safe space is a journey, not a destination. And trust me, every step you take towards self-acceptance and vulnerability will lead you closer to a life filled with authenticity and genuine connection. Until next time, keep fighting the good fight for your mental well-being and for those around you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.